Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank as the Panthers and Rocky Mountain Grizz met Saturday in Cowley. And for Rocky Mountain, trying to get some revenge on their only loss of the season. And the top-ranked Grizz did just that. They pounded on the Panthers 55-30, the final, as the Panthers had their lowest scoring effort in quite some time. For Powell, they fell behind 15-6 in the first quarter, but that was their best quarter in the first half. As in the second period, they went 0-for-7 shooting and 2-of-4 at the free throw line, only scoring 2 points in the entire second period. As Rocky took a 25-8 lead at halftime and never looked back after that. As the Grizz took a 38-22 lead going into the fourth quarter. And hit, the free throws down the stretch and the big buckets down the stretch to keep the Panthers at bay. For Rocky, only 6 turnovers in the game and shooting 23 of 40 from the field, while Powell was 11 of 49 shooting over the 2-3 zone set up by Rocky Mountain. As Rocky got 15 points from Taylor Winland, 10 from Tyler Banks. Nobody for the Panthers finished in double figures. Their top scorer, Jaden Marchand, ended up with 8 points. On the girls' side, the Panther girls actually trailed early, but then took the lead in the fourth quarter. As Powell had a 6-point lead at one time in the fourth period, but the Panthers were doing a lot of fouling, and they kept fouling, and Rocky hit just enough free throws to win the game 45-40. Rocky was 20 of 39 from the free throw line, while the Panthers were 10 of 33 at the stripe. Powell had a great effort from Rose Graff, as she ended up with 16 points, but held only 2 points in that fourth quarter, as Rocky Mountain, ranked number 2 in 2A, comes from behind to beat the Panthers. They were led in scoring by Kiara Jolly with 13, and they got 10 from Josie Steed. Meanwhile, boys basketball from over the weekend. Cody over Lovell, 55-41 on Saturday. What about Warland putting up over 100 on Lyman, 101-77, as Warland ends up breezing through the Warland Winter Classic. Also in girls basketball, the Cody Phillies continue to roll on as they ended up beating Lovell on Saturday night, 50-22. We're back with more after this.